Hello everybody, welcome back to a new podcast episode, and this time I want to talk about the importance of rest days, why you should rest. Of course, we talked several times a little bit about rest, and I did a whole episode about sleep and why sleeping is so important, so you can check that out. But I want to really emphasize the importance of rest days. And of course, overtraining can lead to a state for your body where you say, okay, now I definitely have to have more rest days than I want to. So that's why we, of course, want to avoid overtraining, because that's not good. And also, on the other hand, of course, we need to train hard to get better and to get our goals, to improve, to have a better shape, to have more muscles, and whatever your goal is. So that doesn't mean because rest days are important for you, you don't train hard. Of course you do, and you have to eat healthy, that's also for sure, but rest day is important because the muscle growth happens in the recovery time, and during the workout you get some pump and you feel a little bit bigger for a few hours and you feel like, oh, my muscles are growing, but actually it's not, it's just the blood pumping through the muscles, through the body. But after a few hours, it's gone. So in the recovery time, which starts after your training with the food, you need to eat the right food immediately after you trained, and don't wait 1 hour or 2 hours after training and then eat. That's also a mistake a lot of people do. They train and then they take a shower and then they drive home and then they do this and this and then they eat. No, as soon as you took the shower and you drive home, eat. What I do after training, I eat immediately when I'm out of the shower. In the gym, still, I eat a banana, so I have some energy, I spike my energy level up, some sugar, which is important. Sugar is not always bad, or maybe some dates, they're very good and very tasty. I also did a podcast about that. And then eat immediately whatever you have to eat, whatever your plan is, but of course it has to be healthy. Look for some proteins, you need some proteins after your training, also some carbs to get the blood sugar again high, and yeah, just to also get some vitamins in your system, so some fruits, some vegetables. So always mix it up and have a good healthy meal. And also, what happens during the workouts, a lot of people maybe don't know it, we get micro tears in the muscles. So that means because we stress our muscles, we get these micro tears, and the next step after the micro tears would be you actually tear a muscle, so big tears. That means you're injured and you can't train. So that's always a fine line. Some people, they overdo it crazy with the training and then they're injured, and that's why we have to take the rest days very, very serious. And of course, we have to do the process over and over again. So if you just 1 week train great, eat healthy and sleep perfect and recover perfect, but then the rest of the year you don't do it, of course you will have no results. And if we don't rest, the muscles will not grow, or it gets even worse, you get injured. And I will come to that topic now. And of course, as I also said in the beginning, sleep is very crucial. If you don't have a good amount of sleep, the right sleep, you of course will have a problem. And now let's talk about the clear signs of overtraining. Overtraining signs are persistent muscle soreness. You constantly feel sore, you constantly feel, oh, my biceps hurt, my pec, so pecs means the chest, my back. Whatever you train, you're always sore. And of course, if you start new with training at the beginning, probably the first year or at least the first 3 to 6 months, you will have a lot of muscle soreness, that's for sure. If you start again with something, or if you start a new exercise, you will get muscle soreness. That's also normal. But if you train quite a lot and you're constantly sore, you have constantly muscle soreness, then it's a sign of overtraining or your recovery is not good. Feeling fatigue all the time. If you feel fatigued during the day, that also means your recovery is not good. You either didn't sleep well or you overtrained. Then elevated heart rate. If your heart is constantly pumping very high, it's like you had a hard cardio session or aggressive sprint training, that's also a sign. And increased rate of injuries. So you constantly get some minor injuries here, some injury 2 weeks out of training, then here again my shoulder, then the legs, whatever, that's also a sign. And also, if you constantly get some infections, you're constantly sick, you constantly get a cold here, a running nose here, a sore throat here, that also means your sleep is probably very bad and you overtrained. And the last part, which is for most people very important when they want to make some gains and improve, poor strength development. That means you train constantly and you train over a year and you're still very weak, you're still almost at the same weight what you did 1 year ago, and that's also a sign you overtrained. So make sure you have your recovery always in check. Don't train a muscle again before 48 hours. So that means you trained your legs Monday. The earliest would be Wednesday, but I would prefer, I would say, then do Thursday. And that's for a beginner, or if you advanced, you never train your muscles the next day again the same muscles. So if you trained your legs Monday, you can't train legs Tuesday like a lot of people do, and they say, yo, you know, I just pump my legs up, I don't go hard. No, Monday, and the earliest you train your legs, Wednesday again, better Thursday. And as a beginner, 3 times a week of training, a 1 hour, is totally fine, is more than enough, because you will not improve that much. And sometimes people forget less is more, not always more is more, because our body and our brain especially gives us these endorphins and these feelings. Oh, okay, I have to do more and more. Now you do 50 reps, you do 10 sets, and that's bullshit. Unless you're on steroids, you can't handle it. You can't handle it with the time. So make sure your recovery is on point, train effective. Doing things effective in life in general, not in training, is always better than half-assed doing things or overdoing it. So that's why make sure your recovery is in check. Don't overdo it. Eat healthy, sleep great, and avoid stress, avoid toxic people. That also means maybe unfollow toxic Instagram accounts when they annoy you, when you don't get any value out of it, when they never communicate with you and you feel like, oh, why these people are following me. That's also part of stress, because these days we have different stress than maybe 30, 40 years ago. That's social media stress as well, with videos, YouTube, whatever you do. So that's why if that's toxic for you, delete these people out of your life. Don't think, I unfollowed that person, they think I'm an idiot, whatever I do. No, just do it, and that's perfect for your brain, for your health. And that's it. Just make sure you have everything in check: sleep, recovery, don't overtrain, eat healthy, and take care of yourself. Thank you so much for the support, for listening. You can follow me on Instagram at Taekwondo Artist. Message me there, send me voices, texts. You can also send me a voice message on Anchor. My podcast is available on all podcast platforms such as Google Podcasts, Overcast, iTunes, Anchor, Spotify. And a big thank you for Emily again from the UK for all your great topics and ideas. You're the best. You can check her out. I will link her in the description. She deserves it. She's amazing. She's also a dentist and does yoga. She's very flexible and really, really athletic. So give her a follow. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much.